3, 2, 1, let's jam. Don't sue us.
Please.
And welcome back to another episode of Burnt Out Coffee. Oscar Fernandez, and my co-host here is
Enrique Rosado at Ryder Rosado. And starting us off, I think, Oscar, you have some news for us, some groundbreaking news.
Oh, yeah. So first off, I want to get out of the way. I remembered something. Okay. I remembered something. So remember the Godzilla episode we did?
Yeah.
And you laughed at my interpretation of him?
Yeah.
Of the roar? Well, yeah. I remembered my go-to because I was reading a Godzilla comic. And I read the roar, but an onomatopoeia. And I read it, and I was like, oh my god, that is exactly how you would spell it if you had to spell his roar. And so I said it for years, and then I totally forgot it on that episode. And the way they write it is scree-onk. So it's scree-onk. And it sounds like a giant goose.
You're telling me Godzilla's part goose?
I'm saying maybe. Okay, if you take a goose and you're trying to bake it, and you, like, the mad scientist is like, you know what, this oven's taking too long, I'm gonna put it in this nuclear reactor, maybe.
Oh, I want to see the untitled Godzilla game.
I just want you to know, it's scree-onk, and it was very close to what I did.
Yeah, I still say you did a donkey, but you know what? I will. I will take this. I will take this loss. Okay, scree-onk.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And were you referring to my Instagram?
Yes.
Okay, so
wait, I just want you to know before we get into your Instagram, how long were you sitting on that?
All day.
People to know Oscar hasn't talked to me in 2 days. And I'm pretty sure it's because he was waiting for the moment to say this.
Actually, no, yeah, it was yesterday. I remember. So we were driving back home from work.
That's right. We talked yesterday. Okay, not 2 days. Yesterday. But he avoided calling me and texting me all day. Okay, so Oscar, your Instagram. I think you have an announcement.
Yeah, I always got complaints that it's so freaking long.
What, you mean underscore Fernandez 1D6?
Yeah,
it's,
I mean,
like, rolls off the tongue.
I thought, you know, because the only thing I really post on Instagram is my artwork. It's kind of like my professional page. I don't have like a personal one. Sometimes I might throw a little picture of my kid in there, but really it's just to sell art. I'm like, hey, son, hold this. Look cute.
yeah, honesty. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, like, I totally wanted to, like, monetize him and, like, you know, totally take advantage of that. But, like, YouTube changed
since
their
birth?
Laws ever since that dang Ryan kid. So
It wasn't Ryan Toys Review. It was actually a whole bunch of stuff.
Well,
I
totally get that.
Got
dark. But Ryan got huge, and then every other parent was like, we need to do that too. So I'm sure that started some shady stuff.
Probably, but
it's like, no, you're not allowed to have fun unless we're recording.
You mean us?
No, we're different. We're exploiting minors.
We're exploiting us.
We're exploiting almost middle-aged men, and no one cares about that demographic.
I'm not almost middle-aged.
I am.
Sorry, I'm laughing. It's just that sounded like it came from a real place.
Like, I've been, like, thinking about more and more and more mortality more and more as the days go by, as my back and knees hurt, and I realize I don't take care of myself and I don't eat well, so, like, I'm probably going to die of a heart attack around 60, and I'm already 30, so I'm halfway. I'm halfway.
Congratulations.
There.
Congratulations. You're almost over the hill. But going back, I love that you said you're almost middle age and hit your halfway point, because why don't you tell us about your Instagram handle?
So I've always been lighthearted, and I don't take things way too seriously. So I decided to change up some stuff. I'm changing up my website. I'm changing up my Instagram and my other handles, emails where people can contact me at and all that. And so my my fiance, you know, recommended a few things. So we just wanted to keep it simple, like under Fernandez, you know, because instead of my whole name, and then I had to tag 1D6 because apparently there's another Oscar Fernandez in the world. But, of course. So, you know, I wanted to keep Fernandez, but I also wanted to keep art. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, that's important. So my Instagram is Oscar Farts. So Oscar, F for Fernandez, and then arts, because it's all about the arts. But it's with a Z to keep it, you know, kind of edgy and cool.
It sounds like something that came out of the 90s, like early 90s, and they legitimately thought was good.
I was born in 90. Okay? I was raised on Moon Shoes and Green Ketchup, Rugrats.
Oh, my God. Oh my God, I'm so happy at
the original cast of All That before they got crappy.
There is a new All That.
I don't want to hear that nonsense.
Oscar, this is the greatest day.
If you guys want to follow me, it's Oscar Farts with a Z.
So you got to say it edgy, like Oscar Farts.
Yeah. Because that's how you know the art is cool.
Well, granted, if you look at it in Spanish, doesn't the Z also sounds like an S in some situations?
Fernandez.
Exactly. So you're Oscar Farts for your Latino listeners. Oh my God, Oscar Farts. And ironically, through the cloud of Oscar's name, pun intended. Sorry, I had to drink some water. This is actually a very special kind of episode. Wouldn't you say, Oscar?
Yep, and I will commentate and input, but I'll let you handle the reins on this one because you have spreadsheets.
I have spreadsheets. Yes, that is true because I am like a little into behind the scenes. Normally, you would get on our warm ups, but a little like look behind the curtain. I am the one who like anytime you see something on social media and everything, mostly 90% of it. Or like uploaded 99. Okay. Uploaded and all that stuff is me. And the reason that is because I am very meticulous with things. I like just knowing when things go up. I like making sure everything's right, which is very funny because my grammar sucks and I'm a writer. And I always like spend like the first 0.2 seconds of a post is actually me editing it one more time because I noticed I misspelled the word tomato, even though I meant to spell the word thermometer. Apricot.
I try to help you. I was getting the realm of like another like a fruit like object, and you just threw in like an inanimate object. I'm like,
Yeah, you went left, Oscar. I went down. Just went straight down. You were in the Wonka Vader. Ooh, good reference. Oh my God, I haven't thought of. What are you more a fan of, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory or Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
You know what? I like both. I don't give the Johnny Depp one any shit like some people do. I really do like them both. My only thing is I like Gene Wilder more.
I 100% agree. I really wanted to fight you on this one, but no, like I was like, I really hope he says he doesn't like the Johnny Depp one.
No, because they took a different approach at it, and I liked it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Perfect. Wow, that went smoother than I thought.
Yeah, usually I'm like, yeah, the remake for suck, man. I like the original. Blah, 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 blah.
Is that how you think you sound? Huh? Wait, what is up with you with these noises? Was that your pig? Like, what?
Yeah, I just assume people think I'm just this disgusting pig with my opinions.
You're not. You're a kind person who's just vocal about his thoughts, but is truly a kind-hearted person.
Don't hate yourself for that. Where I had a revelation where I was an asshole.
I still think you're a cool, nice dude to me.
I know most people that know me do think that.
But you're an asshole. I'm just glad it was said out loud.
Yeah. I had this discussion the other day with someone. It's because I'm cute. So I'm like small and adorable. I get away with a lot of this shit. A normal man would have got his ass beaten a million times over for. Like the way I talk to some women sometimes, I was like, "Oh, he's adorable." But if I was like an actual man, they'd just slap me.
They'd just slap you.
Yes.
Oh my God! So anything you say coming out of my mouth is horrible.
I mean, I would watch it on the streets.
But wow, what are you trying to say?
You are a little more PC than I am.
I wouldn't say more. I like to use the word considerate. I like to use the word considerate.
I like to use the word humor.
Oh, so I'm funny. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, for what I do.
Wow, you're a dick. Got it. This is all.
Hey, we agreed you're a writer. I never said a comedian.
I write good comedies. That's the thing. I write great comedies.
When it's not punny, it's funny.
Oh, did you see what you did there? Did you see what you did there? Don't ever do it again. That's my territory.
Yeah.
Granted, I did actually get a critique on something I wrote, and they were like, puns and wordplay is your, like, one of your strongest feats. It makes reading your stuff so good. Oh, and I went, really? Oscar hates it.
Yep.
Oscar hates the shit out of it.
I remember what was it? It was Shattered Fist. You came with that pun, and I'm like, please, just get that trash out. Like, I know I want to use it. And I was like, you get one. You get one, and that's it.
I want you to know, for one of our, which will we get into soon, one of our secret projects that we're actually not going to talk about today. I want you to know, there's one.
I feel bad for our listeners, because we're like, we're coming out with stuff, we can't talk about it, and now we're going to talk about it, but we can't talk about that one.
Not about that one. You're going to hear that a lot today. But there was one of them where it was very, like, wordplay. Like, I like alliteration a lot, so it's a lot of, like, I'll try to say the line if I remember on top of my head. Today's tantrum toddler tossed to the ground. I was like, I love that line because it's ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta continuously. I love alliteration.
You love making yourself stutter?
Yeah, a tantrum toddler tossed tomato sauce to the ground.
Yeah, I couldn't say that.
Yeah, you can. Give it a try.
Something toddler tomato sauce.
Perfect. You nailed it, Oscar. 10 out of 10.
Papa, spill this tomato sauce.
The tomato sauce, Papa. Oh, God. This long preamble is, I promise, we have news.
It's okay. The episodes are an hour long, and we're like, what, 15 minutes in? We can ramble a little longer.
Watch, we look at the time, I think we're only on 10. We're like 6. We're like, ah, shit.
I have no idea. What, the warm-up was like, what, 12, 13 minutes, something like that?
Yeah, it was around there. Like, I'm keeping track of the time. Don't worry, I got us.
All right, next episode.
Like I said, meticulous. Back to the episode. We have... that was a horrible noise. We have a lot of news to actually cover today. A lot of ground. And the first biggest news is we're actually going to talk about a lot of it. We're not going to keep a lot of secret. Only one thing we're going to keep secret, probably. But starting us off, when this episode drops, we will have, if I'm doing like the math in my head, ta-da, yep, the last update of Pilgrimage just came out. The final big... the big moment in my mind, because this ran, if I'm remembering correctly, 18 parts.
Yes.
Yeah. Our first one was 3. Our second one was 4. And if you followed the trend, you knew our next one would be 18. And when this one covered almost a month. This one covered a month. This one covered months of our lives. And it's a big one. How do you feel, Oscar, knowing, like, because as we're talking now, this is the beauty, people, little behind-the-scenes curtain, you're putting the finishing touches on the last of it.
Yes.
And when people hear this, it's already out.
Yeah, it'll be done. It'll be completely done, finished, donezo, and I'm happy and I'm sad. I'm happy because it's finished and I like it when something's completed. I can sit down and be like, man, we did it. It's done. Beautiful. I'm sad because this whole thing has been an exercise for myself personally of trying to find a more grounded artistic style. I can do a little bit of everything, you know. It changes from theme to theme. But I was just trying to, like, you know, really play and stick to one thing. And if you read it from the beginning, if you read issue 1 and then issue, what, 18?
Mm-hmm.
It's day and night. It's completely different.
Yeah.
So it's an evolution of how these characters transforms their looks, the style, the feel of the world, everything changed. And so, like, I finally feel all the way through, like, 17 and 18 that I was finally getting a grasp of how I wanted the characters to look. And I know that doesn't sound professional in any way. So, like, wait, you're coming out with this thing, but you didn't know how to draw the characters. That was kind of the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
Was trying to figure that out while we're doing this. And that way you guys can see the evolution through this comic. And hell, so yeah. The next one we do, obviously, we'll have character references and things like that. So everything will be consistent throughout the entire project. But this one was just an evolution of creating a style. So I'm sad because, like, 17-18, I finally figured out, like, how I liked it. And I was consistently drawing them sort of, you know, the same. And it looks good to me. And I'm happy with what I'm making. And I'm like, it sucks because there's, like, one left.
And it's actually, Pilgrimage was midway through the one that also introduced color to Burnt Out Comics. I know a lot of you are like, color comics? What? That's impossible.
I only read mangas.
Yeah, that's good. Keep reading. We started Black and White simply because not only was it time effective and everything, I do like black and white. I read comics that are black and white. I read comics that are in color. Colors have great things, but like starting off, I knew we had to like pace ourselves out, and a lot of problems you see people starting off, they want to release so much right off the bat so quick, thinking they could do so much, and they, like our namesake, they burn themselves out and the project will die and never continue, or the updates will come once every 10 months to a year. Granted, when you get an update, it's beautiful, but then you're like, but I am waiting a year.
And it is difficult because usually there's a whole team making you know, books, and it's just you and I, and I'm like, I skip a lot of the basic stuff instead of doing the outlines and things. Mm-hmm. So I get away with it in the webcomics because I really don't need to do a full page layout.
Mm-hmm.
So I save time there. I don't do any preliminary sketching. I just get right to the inks. So I save time there. But then I also do the coloring, which I don't feel I'm particularly strong at, but it, mm-hmm. it does give it a nice depth. So I do mm-hmm. enjoy doing it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
But you add, you know, the lettering and the word bubbles and the dialogue and all that. So it's just two guys trying to pop one of these out every week. And usually, you know, we can do 4 or 5 images. And this last one, I did 11.
Yeah. Yeah, because like, that's the thing. Like, a lot of people, like, don't realize, like, Oscar also doesn't do digital. And that's not, like, a handicap.
I do digital coloring, but...
Yeah. I mean digital penciling and everything. So like you have to scan it and everything. But also there was one thing you mentioned, which I guess we can jump into that being the first change, but it comes with a asterisk with it. You said we don't do full page layouts like for like Pilgrimage.
Well, we haven't done any in Burnt Out yet.
Yes. Which brings us, I guess we could just like kind of like skip around where I was going with. There's two little caveats going with it. The first being after the story that we're doing that's coming up after Pilgrimage, after that, the majority of our projects are actually going into the full-page format.
Yep. I wanted to keep it to where – because eventually pretty much the fun little projects of getting to know ourselves and how this webcomic stuff works, we're pretty much getting the hang of it. And I want to one day not only do this in the digital realm, but the physical print. And so I brought up to Ricky, I was like, hey, how about the next project we do together? Let's do them full page.
Mm-hmm.
And that way we can release it. It'll look nice and crisp and it'll have a good flow to it. And then once we finish the project, we can also sort of campaign to come out with a print version.
Yeah. And I agree with that. And like, then if you want to see kind of like hints of how that will look, this goes to our next news, which is Burnt Out Comics is no longer exclusively going to be on Webtoon and Tapas, but another asterisk is there where if you don't have Webtoon and Tapas and you're, let's say you're not interested in those platforms, I highly recommend them. Honestly, they're amazing in my mind. They're a free area where a lot of creators are able to create and really like put their stuff out there, and there's a huge variety of stuff, like massive variety. But there is a caveat always with those. There's a style known as like the mobile style, which is like massive in popularity, where you get scrolls of comics. They're created more vertically than the page format. Well, if you want to see some of the page formats, we're starting to release on Instagram and Facebook our Burnt Out Like Comics. But on Facebook is where you can actually start to see, because the original page layout Oscar had for Treat Yourself and Shattered Fist. Mm-hmm. On Instagram, it is going to be closer to the Webtoon and Tapas style, which is perfectly fine. If you want to check it out there, it's at Burnt Out Duo. Whoops. At Burnt Out Duo, you will find all our stuff there. And the reason we're moving it there is we kind of, I came to Oscar and went, I want to like create a area where it's more wide reaching. And I always wanted to put our stuff on those platforms because, you know, like there's always some good stuff to find there. But the caveat, that little asterisk I was talking about, is we're not just uploading everything at once. It's actually going to be, if I'm right, Burnt Out Comics is 6 months behind any release we do for Burnt Out Comics on Webtoon and Tapas. That way, we're not cheating out the people who have been with us on Webtoon and Tapas from day one. They will always get it, and it also creates an incentive for people to go there. But on Instagram and like Facebook and Twitter, if you just want to like stick to those areas, you'll still get weekly content no matter what. So that's actually our first big announcement. Whew. How do you feel, Oscar? How did you feel about that, honestly?
Well, I think throwing, you know, a wider net will catch more fish. Mm-hmm. So a lot more viewers are, you know, hopefully going to be coming in and enjoying our material. And we'll start getting a lot more feedback, which is what I really wanted from this. I like the sort of a community level to it, and getting a lot mm-hmm. of opinions, good, bad, ugly. You know, it's just we're not here to be the best. We're here to tell our stories and mm-hmm. to find like-minded people who have interest in fun stories. And sort of just, you know, we're nerds. We like to, the whole point of this podcast is we like to talk nerd stuff, our ideas, mm-hmm. and what we enjoy. And I would like to do that more with more people.
I agree 100%. We have the goal of creating the best material we can. But if we are in this little glass bubble of telling each other, like, Oscar, you're doing great, and Oscar's going, you're doing great, we won't understand. We won't see our own fault. We start wearing those rose-colored glasses and everything seems great to us. But maybe it's not. Maybe we're starting to, like, mellow out. Granted, I don't think you and I would ever do that, if that sounds weird, just because we're both very hypercritical, not just on our own work, but on each other's, because we expect more out of each other.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. But the next, I guess, announcement number two, with Burnt Out Comics coming into Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. By the way, that starts May 11th. I need to say the dates, Oscar. Come on.
You have to be on me. April 20-something-ish.
April 20-something-ish. I love it. But on May 11th, that's when Burnt Out Comics is officially going to hit the Burnt Out Duo Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So if you're on those platforms, definitely jump in on those. The next one is, we're going to announce our next story. Well, obviously Pilgrimage is over, so what's our next thing? This is where we're taking a different approach to what we've always came out with, which has its reasonings that we will go into. But starting off, the next one is called Bitter Soul. It is a short, it's a shorter comic, more like... Think of Treat Yourself style. Like, it was written around the same vein and the same time as I did Treat Yourself, this comic. And it has a very special twist because, Oscar, I'm sorry, you're not drawing good. ¿Qué? You're not going to draw it. Yeah, you're not drawing good. ¿Por qué? ¿Por qué? Yo puedo eso. ¿Por qué? No, no, honestly. It's because Oscar is going to take a break from Burnt Out Comics. Not because we're going to put him on the bench and he ain't going to do anything, which is, it's actually very different because he's about to go much, much harder. He is about to work more than he did on Burnt Out Comics.
It's not a break for me, guys. It's a break for you.
And we'll go into where that's going to lead right after I go thank... I'm going to thank our guest artist for this one. It is Rikita Rosado. You notice the name. It's my sister-in-law, and she is very talented. Mm-hmm. She's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little jelly, honestly.
She, you can find her work at Keto Draws, which is at KEEDA_DRAWS on Instagram. She is the guest artist for Bitter Souls. It is a fun little take about...
Wait, what was that Instagram one more time?
KEEDA_DRAWS. There you go. Okay, you're looking for... You didn't have it? You've known her for how many years?
She's a recluse. Don't blame me.
Right. She is lending her talents and is taking on this very, very weird... I know we write weird stuff. It is as weird as the first one. I write very weird stuff.
I write basic stuff.
I don't want to go into too much detail of spoilers, but let's just say a man is going to make a deal that, oh boy, it's going to be weird. I like it. I like weird stuff. But that starts, if I'm trying to remember the dates right. Oh no, Oscar, I do not have my calendar.
First week of May, right?
No. Not exact. What is this?
Yeah, cancel. Because Pilgrimage ends next.
It's actually going to come out, I think,
yeah, it's the
May
first
13th.
Week. No?
Yeah. No, it's coming out May 13th.
What's coming out the first week of May?
What I'm going to do is I'm actually going to put a little announcement for the people who, if you're listening to the podcast, you listen to the podcast, but kind of like announcing these changes.
Gotcha.
Then, because like, in case the people who I'm hurt, if you don't read our comics, don't listen to us, it doesn't hit them on the blind side out of nowhere. I think like it will be like,
why aren't you listening kind of to us? For them. You read our stuff, but you don't listen? You're only getting half the story, half the entertainment, half the riddle.
I think that's all they can handle or want. Let me rephrase it.
Trust me. If I could only have half the Ricky, I'd take it too.
Oh, really? Mister, wasn't it just a few minutes ago you're like, I'm an asshole?
Yeah, I'm living up to it.
But, yeah. So Pilgrimage, starting May 13th, Bitter Souls' new story is going to drop with our guest artist, Keto Draws. Rikita Rosado. Jesus, why did it? My words. I'm hungry. I'm not going to lie.
I'm actually very hungry as well.
Oh, God.
I'm going to have some ice cream mochi.
Oh, I want that. Actually, weird quick side note before we continue with our changes. I actually prefer mochi on itself without the ice cream in it.
Well, yeah, me too, but that's all I got. Like, I can find ice cream mochi, but I can't find regular mochi.
Oh, it's in we're about to shout out a random grocery store in my hometown. Walmart. Yeah.
Oh, it's there. Okay. I haven't been down that way in a while.
I love Walmart. They have a great omu rice. I would eat there all the time. Oh, it's so good. They have good food. They have so good. And they have now a Korean fried chicken place inside there, and it's so good. Okay, where was that? I'm going to talk about food for like 3 hours if we don't focus on it. There's actually another change coming to Burnt Out Comics. The change is we are no longer going on a weekly schedule.
Nope.
Yeah, we're going bi-monthly once every 2 weeks. We're going to have an update out for it. And that's just more of a kind of tackling the it is just us two. And now for even in Burnt Out Comics, it's just, it's not me, Oscar, and Rikita for Bitter Soul. It is me and Rikita. So not to overstress anyone, we can tackle it out. But you're like, whoa, you guys used to do weekly. We want weekly content. We want you guys to come out with stuff. Why are you guys taking all this time? Well, Oscar, do you want to say one of the reasons why?
Well, one, the style I'm going to be doing it is it will be a full page. It won't be broken up to these little just panels.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to take the time to do my best work I can possibly do, and also do the coloring on them. So I'll be doing a little full page mapped out, drawn out, colored within 2 weeks. But to fill in the void, I'm going to give y'all a special little treat that I had a good reception with.
Exactly. We're going to to a bi-monthly schedule because we have coming in this year. If everything goes right, everything goes planned, you know, life is never goes as planned, but we feel a little comfortable talking about them a little more. And we've always been saying we have stuff coming out. We're coming out in this year, three new projects, three new comic series. What? The first one being what Oscar said, he got a good reception on it. He came to me and he was like, "Hey, dude, I want to do a weekly like comic strip style, harken back to like the comic strips we grew up on, like in the newspaper, newspaper for our young kids or the things that people used." Yeah, I used to legitimately read the daily comics in school and in the weekend, but even when I was reading them, it was very outdated and no one read them. They would look at me weird. I'm like, "What? No one else reads?" Beetle Bailey was my main, Phantom Menace. There's a lot. But I'm getting so distracted. We're coming out with Spooky Boy. And I want, I think, Oscar, the reason I'm passing it to you, because Spooky Boy was originally your creation, and I'm letting you speak about it.
So where do I begin? Ah, yes, the beginning. Long, long ago. 1 year ago, exactly. Not even a full year. So, like, last October, you know, the artists do sometimes Inktober stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like a sort of like every day is a single word. And you have to draw something related to said word. And I saw a few guys where they did a full story. But they would incorporate the words to make it sense. So it was difficult for me to
make it sense.
Exactly, just like that. But like I said, I'm not the writer. And so I did that, and it was almost like a little sort of like small comic strip, because each image had a almost its self-contained story, and then mm-hmm. it was my job to kind of link them together to make this overarching story. And a lot of people really liked that little guy, and it was really fun to draw. It was silly. It was more old school 20s, like a rubber hose style, and I really enjoyed drawing them. And I was like, Ricky, you know what? That's something I can just shoot out real quick. How about we just do a fun little weekly comic strip starring that little guy?
And that's what I got to work on. If you follow us on burnt.comics, you already seen glimpses of him as we use some of that for a kind of like padding period while we were making a transition to color and changing the art style.
Mm-hmm. And those are just images from the Inktober.
Mm-hmm. And what we're doing now is a full-blown weekly comic strip of the adventures of Spooky Boy in a kind of like different... It's like, imagine what Oscar and I sat down. He told me like what he was imagining for it. And then he went, "But here you go. Get to work.
Yeah,
do whatever you want.
Yeah,
like literally do whatever you want." And he made a mistake.
Oh yeah.
Because
oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It gets
weird. I thought he got this, but yeah.
I did amazing. The writing. Let me point out, the writing and the stories are amazing. Does it get weird? Yes. It never does not. It won't be normal. It won't be normal. It'll be weird. It's fun little adventures.
It's a spoof in sort of the RPG fantasy sort of D&D genre.
Yeah, and if you listen to us, you know we're like in love with that. So it's think of it as like they are mini enclosed adventures, in the sense of like how we did Treat Yourself and stuff like that, where like they're not going to be lasting pilgrimage levels of this is an 18 Arkin story. Because that was one thing I even remember, like, because I originally wrote a 19-part epic, and Oscar came back to me and went, "No, stop that.
This is not what we discussed, Ricky. Bad Ricky. Quit trying to be a good writer. We want it short, funny."
I was like, "All right. Then, even though you didn't call me funny, let's do it." I was like, "I'll write it." So it is very short, enclosed stories of these mini adventures of Spooky Boy going around in this weird world. We'll go more in depth into the story closer to its release, simply because we have a lot to go through in these announcements, and talking about that in itself can be its own episode, and I feel like it should, so that way people can have a better idea. But here's just a little sip from our little cup of what Spooky Boy would be. This will come out, not given an exact date, but as we get closer, I will release it. But it's coming out, our goal is mid-July, if I'm correct. Mid-July will be the start of our weekly Spooky Boy adventures and all that's coming in. But, okay, so if Spooky Boy is coming out mid-July, Oscar, what are you working on as well as that? If you're working on that, you've been mentioning this, you're going to a full-page style, but Bitter Souls isn't drawn by you, so we must be working on something else. Don't you see I'm leading you into something?
We totally must be working on something.
Yep. that we can't talk about.
We can totally talk about it.
You wanna?
Yeah. Screw it.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, we're not gonna get in depth. We'll just reveal what it is. I mean, why not? We already said Spooky Boy. That's not coming out to freaking July.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And all right. Coming along with it is same time period.
Same time. I thought we're aiming for August on this one.
I don't know, man. You get the spreadsheet.
Okay, so we won't go into depth of the story, but we'll give you this. So, this one is a little, it's fun. So, how about I give them the story of how it came out to be? So, we want to create a mainstay series for us two. We're known for Burnt Out Comics, but that's an anthology series. Spooky Boy is a comic strip that's like new adventures every time. We want to create a story that is, this is the Burnt Out duo's, like, this is Oscar's and mine, purely from the bottom up. Like creation of a long running story. And I came to him and went, Oscar, I'm thinking space, spaceships, magic, tech. I'm thinking we go new ideas, inventive creatures,
jump around,
inventive
new worlds,
like a concept that we haven't like thought of before. And Oscar goes, oh, so you want to do Wild Space, that game I created about a year ago? I went, huh? What?
You just described it perfectly, like you played it.
I was like, huh? No, what? No, I was like, I guess I want to do Wild Space. There you go. That's not the name of the comic, because the beauty is it will take place in the RPG worlds of Wild Space.
And that being said, for those of you who have played, because many of my friends have, and I'm totally redesigning the book as far as the art style to it. Mm-hmm. And it'll be available for sale on my website as soon as I'm done with that. And I thought, two birds with one stone, do this comic. That art style will be the new redesign for the gaming book.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
And I was like, perfect. But I didn't want to restrict Ricky on all the stuff I had written. This is going to be pure collaborative. We're both coming up with the story. We're both coming up with the ideas. And I didn't want to be restricted on the ideas I already created within the game. So those are going to be backdrop. And if we want to touch upon those here and there, we can. We'll just cherry pick stuff like that. But this will be – it's Wild Space is just an open universe of endless possibilities. And so that leaves us a lot of room for imagination.
Yeah, and I'm really like going – crazy with the ideas and everything. Like Oscar said, I can do whatever I want, and I am.
And we're 100%. Reading, like, I'm reading some of his stuff, and then I'm trying to remember the quote I said to you. I said, as far as our ideas go, he's more Steven Universe, I'm more heavy metal, and at the end of this, I think combined, we'll find our adventure time.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, we are like straight up like coming up with this wild, crazy space adventure, but like to like kind of show you like how we're like working on it and planning it out is like it's my responsibility not just to come up with the dialogue, come up with like the story beats, come out with like the linear path we're following and everything. I'm also in charge of keeping it like grounded. It's like kind of like what you were saying. Like I focus like grounded on the characters. Oscar, and he's like, I'm going to give you, because if you think I come up with weird ideas, so does he. he just doesn't like to say it's as weird as mine, but we know
I just like world building. I love lore. I like the background of how things work. Like, I'm that guy who, like, I love Star Wars movies, but I love reading the novels just because you get a more in-depth of how things work. So I mm-hmm. like that stuff, but I don't like a lot of it in the medium. So I like mm-hmm. to know these things as facts for my little nerd brain, but when it comes to, like, on-screen, I don't want really complicated explanations of every little thing. I want it to feel natural, like you are part of this world. It's not like, oh, this is Oscar from Earth and we have to explain all this little stuff to him. No, I want you to jump in and you're mm-hmm. part of this.
Yeah, and writing this kind of like new venture is it's really fun. Like, I'm enjoying it. Sorry we're not like going into deep detail of characters or anything, but like we said,
we're still writing it. I mean, we've gotten a good chunk, but you know, we're still fleshing it all out and working on it. Like I said, July through August-ish, he's got the spreadsheet, mm-hmm. so we've got time to really crack down on it.
Yep, this one's like between like I think closer to August, just for the sake of the people, like to taper expectations. mm-hmm. Just simply to cover that, like. We'll, when we have more to share, you know, we will happily share more.
But don't worry, we'll be coming out with content between here and then.
Mm-hmm. And that actually leads to the next thing. So, July Spooky Boy. Bitter Souls starts May, as well as in August, we're aiming for Wild Space. Well, there is something else coming out. And this one is weird, too, in the sense of, I'm sorry, Oscar. I don't know how to tell you. You're not drawing this one.
I'm glad. You know what? I'm freaking glad, okay? I can't... I'm doing Wild Space. I'm doing Spooky Boy. I don't want any more projects.
Redesigning your game.
And I'm working on the other game, too.
Exactly. So,
too much stuff going on.
Are you sure you don't want another project? Are you sure? I see what you did there. I see what you did there. I see it. Well, the thing is... This one is a bit of a solo project. Oscar has his games. I keep on writing. I am coming out with, and we're going to see all the announcements at Burnt Out Duo on Instagram, Twitter. Like, it's still going to be there, but also on my personal. You'll start seeing it on Webtoon and Topaz starting actually May 30th. I'm coming out with a webcomic called Cat Trails. Just like everything else we've been talking about, as we get closer to the date, I kind of want to talk more about the story and everything then, but to give you a little taste on it, it's a webcomic that, it's a comic I've been writing for years, like a long time contemplating the idea. It's roughly around
it. Nothing about it.
Nope. I didn't tell anyone. It was halfway through writing Shore Balance.
I feel kind of like betrayed. You call yourself my friend.
I didn't know about Wild Space. I didn't know about Wild Space until you had a lot of it done. Not drawing-wise, constructing the game-wise.
Well, yeah, I wanted to have it to see if I could actually make the dang thing. But you played exactly. Tested it before I even came out with it.
Exactly. But and you've knew about Cat Trails and seen even pages before it came out. Yeah, but
that was that's like there's work being done. There's pages. This is way past concept. This is production.
Yeah. Well, I'm the kind of person who's like I'm not going to lie. A lot of the reasons we don't talk about a lot of the stuff, we don't want to talk about, is because I don't want to talk about anything unless we are for sure certain on a few things, simply because I don't want to make promises I cannot keep.
That's fine, Ricky. I'm just saying, I'm just a little hurt. As your friend, your brother, just a little hurt.
Like, I'm sorry. So Cat Trails, it's a story about friendship. and apparently it's betrayal.
I don't know who the artist is, but I'm really enjoying the art style.
So starting off, Cat Trails is a project I've been writing for years. It's been years, simply in the sake of it started off as one concept and has morphed like 3 to 4 times to the concept I landed on. And I have written constant drafts of it and finally feel like I found the voice. Ooh, sorry, hiccup. I found the voice. I found the characters. I found everything about it. And I was going back and forth between like, man, should I do this or should I not? Like, how do I do it? It wasn't until like I found the artist and I just went, yep, that's the art style I saw in my head.
Not
and I
Oscars. Instantly
not Oscars. No.
Yeah,
you told me straight up you didn't want any more projects, and I was like looking at this like, all right then.
No, I'm not at all. I think the art style fits it perfectly.
Yeah. The artist's name is Camry Lapka, if I'm saying it correctly. You can find her at Instagram at Cron Kruick. That is CHRONCRUIK. She is the artist for Cat Trails, and I am so excited. It is a fantasy adventure that is really like my, like, I'm so excited to make it. I would kind of like give it, like, if I had to give it comparison titles, think, oh man, Adventure Time. If you like Adventure Time, if you like Dragon Prince, if you like basically if you like buddy stories that take place in a fantasy world that also has, yes, thank you. I was like, how did I forget? It is literally, imagine Adventure Time and Scott Pilgrim like came together in my mind.
I think that's a good combo.
That is what Cat Trails is. It is a story of Ven. He is a Glimmer, which is basically a Glimmer? Yeah, I'm trying to remember what I even called them. A Glimmer, which is basically, if you know what a satyr is in Greek mythology, they're half go people. But like the Glimmer are more like Latino based. Like go people, and a druid named Shay, and they are on the adventure. They're on a quest to make it to the end of the Cat Trail, this multi-spiraling, like multiple paths within one path that stretches across the world that defies the laws of physics and ideas, and even the laws of magic itself bend to this path's will, and it circles the entire globe. And the fact that it circles the globe, Ven points out a major flaw in her plan. There is technically no end to the Cat Trail because it's a forever a loop. But she is determined to somehow make it to the end of this never-ending path.
I think that the story will end with a realization of her path.
Spoilers, man. Great, thanks. Never mind, the project's done. The project's done. Oscar killed it. He already said the ending.
I can't help it. I watch a lot of movies. Saw it coming a mile away. And did I mention she eats dirt?
Oh yeah, that's a little thing for y'all. She gets her magical powers by eating dirt. Straight up, she is a druid who eats dirt. I love it. But it starts coming out May 30th, and the release schedule for that, like, because of us having to like pull back on like the release schedule of other projects, and I wanted to give us like something that we can get at least every once in a while. So this one will actually be starting May 30th, which is a Saturday. Every Saturday and Tuesday will be a release on Webtoon and Tapas for people to read, and I'm super excited for people to see this. Like, I'm super excited for people to see this.
Is your first little solo thing. I'm excited to see how it goes because I don't know anything about the story except exactly what you just said.
Like, it's weird. Like, I'm excited. I feel weird and like dirty to you, and I also feel weird because I'm like, Bitter Souls, I'm super excited for people to see. I want to like clarify, I am equally as excited as I was with Pilgrimage and everything.
Cute.
But like, I'm excited for Bitter Souls to come out. I'm excited for Cat Trails to come out, and I'm equally excited for people to see Spooky Boy and Wild Space, which is, that's not going to be the name. We'll figure out a name sooner or later.
I gave you a name.
I know. Wait, don't say it then.
Huh?
Say it.
It was Supernova Odyssey.
Oh, yeah. I actually like that name.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the name. Supernova Odyssey.
There we go. We're done. It to be Wild Space.
I love it. So I'm equally excited for Spooky Boy and Supernova Odyssey. SNO. Snow. I'm excited for Snow. I'm excited for Spooky Boy. I'm excited because, like, I feel like we're entering the stages of our webcomic career, because a lot of people are afraid of always, like, are you guys over, not even just like us, just people in general, like, are you overextending? Are you trying to tackle too much?
The answer is yes.
Yes.
Yes, of course. Because I want people to like Spooky Boy. I want to sell merch. I want an action figure.
I want people tattooed. I want with a little, Spooky Boy.
A little pop figure.
I want everything. But in all honesty, we are stretching ourselves, but that's why the release schedules for some stuff seem farther. That's why we're not releasing even Supernova Odyssey until August. Hopefully, we're not releasing Spooky Boy until July. But we're telling you about it now is because we want you to know we are working. We know changes.
And Crunchyroll, if you're listening, I think Spooky Boy would be a great Crunchyroll original series.
They did pick up a few webtoons, and I've God of High School is the one I'm most excited for.
I'm excited to see that just because you've been gushing over that for years, and I have yet to read it.
I know. Oh my God. So people, if you're a hardcore fan of mine, for some reason, hi mom. Hi Luis too. Oh, my brother. you would know my first article I ever wrote online was about God of High School.
And then I realized, wow, Ricky writes pretty well. Like,
it wasn't the comics we were doing. Oh wait, it was before then.
Yeah.
You were shot. So all those years I was but it was after the two books I wrote.
Yeah, about you that. Bitch.
You better shut your mouth. Those books are grazing. Shore and Shore Balance on Amazon now, or you could read it on Tapas.
I still haven't read the second one.
God, I fucking hate you. This is why I have two different artists. Hey, this is why I have two different artists.
I'm a good brother. Your biological brother has yet to read the first one.
Okay. Point taken. So, we're coming out with a lot of projects now. We're tapering the release schedule. we're tapering the release schedule simply because we want to make sure that we're not producing product quickly just for people to get product. We're producing it at the best quality we can.
And that's honestly a personal thing I thought of. I was like, you know what? Just every week, I'm really stretching myself thin. If I can get 2 weeks to work on a single page, I think I can just produce my best work.
And that's what we want in general. Does it mean like some of our stuff may come out later? Yeah, but we scheduled it out that starting the end of May, you will have two new stories, at least an update every week, and then by July you will have three, and then by August, by God, you'll have four. After that, I don't know. We'll figure it out. But, like, honestly, I'm honestly happy with how we're moving forward and everything.
Me too.
And, like, it's just, well, now I'm kind of, like, looking through everything. So, we mentioned Bitter Souls. We mentioned the ending of Pilgrimage. We mentioned the two a week. We mentioned how it's going to our Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We mentioned Supernova Odyssey Snow. We mentioned Spooky Boy. We mentioned Cat Trails. We mentioned... Oh, this wasn't a lead up to anything. I legitimately forgot about this, and it's the most important one. Our Patreon. We're making some changes there too. One thing we wanted to do was kind of put more stuff out there, not just so people can go like, hey, come support us, you'll get stuff. It's more of like, we want to make it that like, if you do decide to support us, you're not just getting, oh, some stuff in hopes of like, I'm giving you money, here's some stuff. We want to make it worth it and give you quality stuff. So if you support our Patreon starting May 13th, I will give it a date for y'all. Actually, May, what was that date you said, Oscar? It was the one in May. You went, it's May. May 6th. That was the original date. The reason you said that, May 6th starts our Patreon rewards day.
See, Oscar's a smart cookie. He knew there was stuff going on.
You see, he didn't have the sheets in front of him, but he knew it better than I. See? Never underestimate him. What it is simply this. Depending on the comic, you're going to get early previews. And not even previews. Let's scratch it. You're getting the pages earlier
than everyone else. Yeah, you're getting the content earlier.
And it starts on our bottled water tier, which is our $5 a month. You're going to get, starting then...
We have names for this still?
Yeah, we do.
Did we discuss this?
Yes, we did. It's tap water, bottled water, sparkling water.
Ah, yes. Stay hydrated, my friends.
stay hydrated. You see? starting at our bottled water tier, you're actually getting every comic re-release, you're getting it early. Depending on the comic, depends on how early. For example, if you start with Burnt Out Comics, you're getting them every week early. An entire week early, you get to read our stuff before it hits Webtoon and Tapas. The reason we're doing that is you guys are not only supporting us by paying, you guys deserve something more. You guys deserve to read the stuff earlier. So you get every time Burnt Out Comics release, you're going to get a week earlier. If you're reading when Cat Trails pops out, that is, if I'm correct, we're aiming for the day Cat Trails comes out, the same day on May 30th, one issue, like the first page, will hit Webtoon and Tapas. The first three pages are going to hit our Patreon, straight up. Same tier. If you go into the $5 tier, you get every comic. You're going to get three pages. And then from then on, every day, it would update on Webtoon and Tapas. You're actually getting, how you say, the extra page. And in fact, I misspoke on Burnt Out Comics. That's how it works too. Every time we update normally, if you go to the Patreon, you're actually going to get the next update for Burnt Out Comics. And if you go to, how you say, Cat Trails, sorry, this is all in my head. If you go to Cat Trails, you're getting three updates ahead. So you'll be automatically three updates ahead of everyone. And it always updates on the same time, the Saturday and Tuesday. For Burnt Out Comics, every Wednesday. When Spooky Boy comes out, you're getting the gist. It'll be two updates ahead. When Supernova Odyssey Snow comes out, we're probably gonna aim for only one, just for the sake of like how like Oscar was saying, like we want to make sure the quality stays as high. We're only gonna probably aim for one update ahead, but because of that, it's still gonna be high quality, and it's all for the same tier. And if you get our warm-up tier, which is Sparkling Water, the $10, you get all of this. You get everything. You get the warm-up 5 months ahead. You get our comics sometimes a week, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks ahead. It's a lot of stuff, and we wanted to give it out.
And with y'all's support, we've got future stuff coming out. Merch.
Oh, yeah. We have another project we haven't been talking about simply because we just – it's my thing. I don't want to promise y'all anything unless we know – it's 100% at the quality we want it to be. And even though this whole episode felt like it, it's actually time, Oscar, for some house cleaning. Do you feel confident to lead us on the house cleaning, or should I take it away?
You know what? You're on a roll. Take it away.
Take it away. Gotcha. Well, if you heard this whole thing, you already know everything I'm about to say. But please stay in because of analytics. And I want to say, honestly, before we go into this, thank you for listening this whole time. We know this hasn't been as funny or as topical or as, like, what our normal episodes are. But we want to use this time to, like, really talk about our work. Not because we want to self-promote necessarily, but it's because we don't want anyone left in the dark. We don't want to make massive changes to the content we do and not say anything. I feel like that's kind of like that's not being honest. It's like, in my mind, it's like we're lying to y'all. So didn't want to do that. But if you made it this long, it's time for some house cleaning. I have been talking this whole time, and I'm Enrique Rosado, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Ryder Rosado. With me is my co-host, who is always down and is generally not an asshole, people. He's a good dude. Oscar Fernandez. And hit him with your new handle.
Oscar Farts with a Z. Yeah.
That is OscarFartz, people. And you can find him on Instagram to see all his arts and any updates he posts about his game. And sometimes he'll post like stuff about the comic, or he'll just post his own art that he draws all the time. He's really great. Follow him. If you want to see what we've been up to, and even if you want to go check out Burnt Out Comics, again, 6 months behind, but it's Burnt Out Comics, and you're already on Instagram, you prefer that way, or Twitter, follow us at Burnt Out Duo. That's where you can check us out, as well as if you want to be 6 months ahead and check out our new story coming up, Bitter Souls, go to Burnt Out Comics on Webtoon and Tapas. That's where we release it, as well as our Patreon, if you are willing to support us there, we really appreciate it. We know it's a lot, and we're trying to make it worth your while. And yeah, with that, I think Oscar's gonna hit it with our famous catchphrase, and I think we're good.
Screonk.
I'm not gonna lie, I forgot about that shit.
No, seriously, guys, read a Godzilla comic book. It goes screonk.